The Federal Aviation Administration is expected in the next couple of weeks to release a new set of proposed rules to regulate commercial drones. But there's also a lot of growth in recreational drones, and hobbyists are snatching them up in retail stores across the country for the holidays. Seth Stevenson of Slate recently tried out a bunch of drones to find out which one would make the best gift. He's with us now. Hi, Seth.
Hi.
Well, first of all, let's start with the rules here. And what are they? It sounds like there's not a standard set of rules for drones, depending on where you are.
It's really confusing. Even the people close to the issue get a little bit confused about this. The basic guidelines for hobbyists are don't fly your drone above 400 feet. Don't fly it out of the line of your own sight. Don't fly anything over 55 pounds. Don't fly it within 5 miles of an airport without telling the control tower.
But do people actually have to obey those basic guidelines? You're saying there's probably not anybody who's going to enforce that.
It's hard to know who's going to enforce it and whether or not it can be enforced by the FAA. You know, in cities, when people have flown drones in crowded areas in cities, sometimes the police departments will arrest them for reckless endangerment. But that's not a specific drone category. You could get the same you could have the same violation if you'd thrown a Frisbee in Midtown Manhattan, I guess. So it's very confusing for the hobbyist who opens up a drone on Christmas morning to know what they can or can't do. But I would advise them to use a lot of common sense because these are dangerous machines.
Well, and in fact, as you write, in New Jersey, a property owner actually shot the drone down when it came onto his property.
There's been all sorts of incidents like that. You know, at a TGA Fridays in Brooklyn recently, they were doing a little promotional stunt with a drone that was hovering with mistletoe over couples, and it the propeller chopped off the tip of a woman's nose. I mean, it's terrible. You know, there have been a lot of near misses with drones and commercial jetliners where the drones have come close to the jetliners. And it seems like, you know, we're playing with fire there. One could get sucked into a jet engine or something. So there's a lot of danger inherent in using these things.
Okay. Well, all of that being said, you did try out some and perhaps somebody might want to buy a drone for the holidays this year. What did you find? What's out there and what's good and what's not good?
So the first one that I tried was the DJI Phantom drone, which is a very popular drone made by a Chinese company. A lot of times when you see pictures of drones in the news or in the newspaper, it'll be the DJI. It's got an iconic look. And it's a very capable drone. It can go high in the air. It's very responsive. It's got a great camera that you can make movies with. However, it's not, for me, the absolute easiest to use out of the box for an amateur who hasn't done a lot of piloting before. I took it out of the box, read the quick start guide, thought that would be enough since it was the quick start guide, and immediately crashed the thing all to bits and probably endangered some people near me, and I didn't feel good about that. So that drone is a little bit more heavy duty than I want it to be for someone who really just wants to open up on Christmas Day and immediately start using it. If you want that, if you want your 11-year-old to go out in the backyard and have fun, you know, 10 minutes after you open the gift, I would recommend the Parrot AR Drone 2.0, which is
actually a quadricopter, right? Basically, it's got four little helicopter propellers on it.
Correct. Both of these are quadricopters, but the Parrot one is a little bit gentler. It's got these foam propeller guards. The speeds are a little slower, and it just seems like a drone that's you're going to feel a little bit safer with in the backyard.
All right. Well, full disclosure, I have used one of those Parrot AR drones, and you control it with your iPad or your iPhone. You download an app, and it's got a camera on it, and it didn't work after, I would say, about a year after I first used it. The battery would last maybe 5 minutes.
Interesting. Well, that's good feedback for consumers to know. I only used these for a couple of weeks. But you did point out one advantage, I would say, of the Parrot as opposed to the DJI. The DJI has a camera mounted on, but then you have a memory card in that camera. With the Parrot drone, yeah, you don't need a bulky, fancy remote control with lots of joysticks. You just use your phone to operate it. And the video that it takes, it just sends straight to your phone. And there it is in your phone's photo app, and you have that video, and you can immediately start playing around with it and editing it. So I like that. But that is good to know about the battery. And I would say, in general, the battery life on these things is not terrific. They do really run down pretty quickly.
What about cost? How much do these things cost?
You know, sky's the limit. For the DJI drone, I think the one I got, top of the line model, was something like $1,100 or $1,300. You can get a really small guy, a little guy that you could fly around your living room. Parrot makes another line called the Rolling Spider. And that one's more around I'd say the $120 price range. That's a little drone that you can fly around your living room and it has little guards on it. It might be better for kids.
Are they easy to use? In my limited experience, again, with the Parrot AR drone, it takes a little while to get used to it. And if you crash it into something, you could damage it.
you absolutely can damage them. I really badly damaged the DJI drone when I crashed it into a building, actually, pretty fast. You know, these things can go like 25 or 30 miles an hour. They weigh as much as a steam iron. They're a few pounds. You've got to be careful. And that's why I say, you know, be careful with these things. Use common sense. I actually think there should be, we should regulate them the way we regulate, say, mopeds. Because if you have an 11-year-old flying a 10-pound thing around at 30 miles an hour in the air in a neighborhood, you can really do some damage. So be careful with it. And yes, if you crash them, you can break them. And I'll note that they often will include a bunch of extra propellers in the box, which suggests that they anticipate you are going to crash these and you are going to shear the propellers off or break some propellers.
Let me ask you one more question, Seth. Given all of your experience now and looking into these things, is it something that if somebody's just going to use it purely recreationally, that it would be interesting to them for longer than a couple of days? Or is it something that's just a kind of a novelty and it'll go into the closet after you use it a few times and you'll never take it back out again?
The thing that's going to make it lasting fun for you and your family is if you want to do stuff with the camera, if you want to film things, if you want to plan out shots you're going to take, or if you want to do fun videos, I think that'll make it sort of a lasting toy. If you're just going to kind of fly it around the yard, well, I don't know how long that's going to entertain you for. If you're doing the same tricks over and over again, you'd start to get the hang of that, and I'm not sure it would sustain your interest.
Do you have any sense of how many of these are going to be sold this year?
It seems like kajillions because, you know, if you type in, you know, I want for Christmas X, drones will come up quickly. All the reports are that this is going to be a very popular toy at Christmas. And that's why I think we need to be careful because we're going to have drones buzzing around, 11-year-olds flying drones all over the neighborhood Christmas morning and without a lot of supervision in all cases and without any regulation and a lot of inexperienced pilots out there.
Seth Stevenson, who writes for Slate, and he's been testing out a lot of drones that it sounds like many people are going to be giving away as gifts this holiday season. Seth, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.